At a bowling alley bar, the dude, played by Jeff Bridges, sips his white Russian. The camera pans over to a cowboy who orders a soft drink and offers up some wisdom.
A wiser fellow than myself once said, sometimes you eat the bar, and sometimes the bar, well, he eats you.
That's Sam Elliott as the stranger from The Big Lebowski. Before this cowboy hit the big time, he worked construction in Los Angeles. That's what launched his big break. It starts with a family friend whose house was at the bottom of a hill. Worried that water running down would damage the foundation, Elliott offered to help.
So I went over and I built this kind of a little dam of concrete and steel probably that I'd absconded with off the job, used rebar and stuff to go do it.
That family friend happened to be an assistant director from Hollywood. Knowing that Elliott was interested in the business, he invited him to hang around.
He said, the door's open, man. You want to come in and watch what's going on? Come. And I did. I took him up on it. The big break. Pouring cement.
Before long, Sam Elliott quit his construction job.
Worked on a movie called Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid as a glorified extra. I had one line. It was off camera. I was nothing more than a shadow on the wall.
Heck me.
It was a card game in the beginning of the show, and it was an opportunity to sit on a set, watch Redford and Newman, and Conrad Hall was behind the camera, man. I mean, these were brilliant filmmakers.
Hey, kid, how good are you?
That was kind of the beginning. I had an affinity for that whole Western thing.
One of them wears a bowler hat. Keep your rifle on him. If you have to shoot, shoot to kill.
There's something about that genre that spoke to me from the get-go.
Dead men don't smell pity.
You have a pistol?
Houston, don't!
Sam Houston. And history will want to know who I killed tonight.
Time went by, and then I started to kind of think, wow, am I ever going to work out of this Western box? Am I ever going to get something else? A couple of years later, I was down doing a film, another Western. I remember distinctly this PA that came out handed me this FedEx envelope from Hollywood, and it was a script from the Coen brothers. And man, I could not wait to get back to the hotel and read this script that night, because I think, wow, this is going to be something outside the Western box for sure. And then I start reading this script, and over the dialogue there's this tumbling tumbleweeds blowing, and then they talk about the Southwest accent and sounding not unlike Sam Elliott, you know. I had my name in the script. And then I read further, and you see the character come into the bowling alley, and he's dressed like a drugstore cowboy or whatever he's dressed like, and looking not unlike Sam Elliott.
I like your style, dude.
I dig your style, too, man. Get that whole cowboy thing going.
So I thought, wow, even the Coen brothers are going to keep me in this box. Then I got to where I've just embraced it. You just grow up and you realize, you know, life serves up what it serves up. I got over being anything but thankful for being in any kind of a box, Western or not.
It's good knowing he's out there, the dude, taking her easy for all us sinners.
That was great fun. Working with those guys was an amazing experience. The Coen brothers are such brilliant guys, and so much fun to be around, and I was really happy to be amongst them for 2 days. It was just a 2-day experience for me. I was in and out. But it's really the people that you meet along the way mostly enrich everything, and certainly enrich the experience and the things that you can carry away. It's been a rich life. It's been a rich life.
Oh, look at me. I'm rambling again. Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail. Say, friend, you got any more of that good sarsaparilla?
Actor Sam Elliott. We want to hear about your story. Send us an email, mybigbreak@npr.org.